Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Father, we just thank you for being a very present help, and we thank you. We thank you for this day that it's again we commend it to you, Lord, and acknowledge you in everything. And we thank you, Father God, for a beautiful day, Lord, for fulfilling your written word, your written judgment. And I thank you for the honor we have of proclaiming your written judgment, Father God, that you bless the righteous, Lord, that even in the time of famine and the time of heat, Father God, they draw from you, they are nourished and encouraged. And I thank you, Lord, at the same time, Father God, the wicked are being brought down, Father God, down to a place of realizing that without you they are nothing. So I thank you, Father God, for working with the wicked, those that are deceived and outside of the kingdom, Lord. Bring them in, Lord. Draw them with cords of love, we pray in Jesus' name. And bless this word this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Sorry, things have changed a bit this morning. Danita's still at home. I had to come through here to Matuba to drop Teddy off. So someone else is taking them further to school because the bus doesn't want to drive today. No why. But yeah, the readings is Psalm 95, it's 4 and 5, but we started verse 3, and we're reading from the TPT. For the Lord is the greatest of all, hallelujah, the greatest of all, King God over all gods. In one hand he holds the mysteries of the earth, in the other he holds the highest mountain peaks. He's the owner of every ocean, the engineer of sculptor of earth itself. Yo, this is beautiful. You know, this is so wonderful to take hold of, that he made this world, and so he, and everything is made with purpose. So he knows the purpose, what everything needs. And so the wonderful idea we can pick up from this, we've just been seeing that it's so important to draw near to him. And now, how much more do we see it's important to draw near to him? Because there is nothing you can be involved with on this earth. The ground, planting, looking at the rocks, whatever you're doing, God made this stuff. So he knows about them more than any engineer or any scientist. And so we need to understand whatever we do, whatever we get in, is to do with cultivating creation, making it better, enjoying it. We need our God with us. And this is the God we serve, a very present God to be there with us. And so we need to acknowledge him in all our ways. And then we learn that which has already been established, because he's established everything, and those that have gone before us has moved into certain of these areas and found him and seen him. But that doesn't stop there. God can still come and show you great and wonderful things that you blesses you and then blesses mankind. That's a God we serve. A great God that loves his children, walks with his children, stays with his children, protects his children. Be blessed as you arise and shine this day in Jesus' name. Amen.